What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time for us to take, believe it or not, already our midweek look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health for Tuesday reports 652 new cases of COVID-19 and 3 deaths. With these figures, 8,188 deaths are now registered since the first case was reported in the country in 2020. The lethality percentage is 1.1. The ministry also indicated in the last 24 hours 4,545 tests were applied for a positivity percentage of 14.3. There are a total of 6,483 active cases in the country. Of these, 6,365 are in home isolation, while 118 patients are confirmed in the hospitals. Of these, 106 patients are confined to the wards and 12 patients in the intensive care units. The increase in cases of COVID-19 in the country in recent weeks could be related to an exaggerated relaxation of citizens in maintaining biosafety standards, said Israel Cedeño, Metropolitan Director of Health of the Ministry of Health. Cedeño reiterated that this relaxation is basically a fact in the maintenance of health discipline. The Metropolitan Health Region does not escape this reality. We have had a rebound in cases. He added that this rebound in cases in the metropolitan area occurs in the district of San Francisco. The official said that in San Francisco since March of 2020, when the first cases of the new coronavirus were reported, it is the one that starts when there is a spike in cases. However, this peculiarity of San Francisco has also been observed in 2021 in the districts of Bella Vista and Betania. If you look at the records for all of 2020 and part of 2021, Bella Vista and Betania were never in the top three. They were in fifth or seventh position, he said. However, I insist peculiarly, since this last year, Betania and Bella Vista is always immediately after San Francisco, while in the rest of the districts there is a slight increase in cases. We have to become aware that the virus is indeed here and is not going to go away, and that the vaccine is efficient in preventing serious illness, he insisted. However, the population must remember that even if you are vaccinated, you can still contract it, and that is what's happening in the country. But there is also an increase in cases which is not parallel to more serious cases and deaths as reported a year ago, and that is due to the vaccination, he explained. For the second time in a month and a half, the public ministry requests that a provisional dismissal be issued in favour of the communicator Mauricio Valenzuela, considering that there are no elements to accuse him of the crime of psychological personal injury, as the ruling deputy Zulay Rodriguez claimed. On the 17th of March, the prosecutor Lorena Quiroz Puga from the Section of Crimes Against Life and Personal Integrity of the Metropolitan Prosecutor's Office requested a dismissal for Valenzuela, considering that there is no merit to proceed with the complaint against him. The deputy presented it in January of 2020. That decision was appealed by Rodriguez, and on the 29th of April, the prosecutor, Adianis Valdez, validated what Quiroz Puga had judged in all its parts. Now, for this dismissal to be final, it must be ratified by a judge of guarantees. The decision of the public ministry does not admit appeals, since there is a double evaluation of the dismissal decision, which must be weighted by the guarantee judge. In the folder, in the analysis, the concerns are that there are no elements of conviction that prove the existence of any threats, intimidation, blackmail, persecution or harassment against a woman or forces her to do or stop doing, tolerate exploitation, threats, demands of obedience, submission, humiliation, among other behaviours, says Prosecutor Valdez. Although it is an accredited fact that publications were made in relation to the role of the complainant as a public figure, but not in her gender condition, so we do not observe intent in the actions of the defendant for the alleged commission of a crime against life and personal integrity in the form of psychological personal injuries, added Prosecutor Valdez. Zula Rodriguez had sued Valenzuela after he reported on the deputy's dispute over some gold bars from a former client, the Mexican goldsmith Jose Luis Penagos, through the Foco and Claramente digital sites. Well, Rodriguez had also sued Penagos, but he has since passed away. Recently, the son and the widow of Penagos denounced the deputy. An appeals court confirmed the prison sentence for two people who were found guilty of aggravated homicide, femicide, aggravated robbery and deprivation of liberty of seven young people in the province of Colón. The public ministry reported on Tuesday that the prosecutor's office of Colón and Gunayala managed to confirm the conviction for this event that occurred on July the 17th in 2020 in the Espinar sector. On December the 29th of 2021, an oral trial court sentenced Reynaldo Cuadra McBean to 50 years in prison and Jean Carlos Hernandez to 36 years in prison for this case. Previously, these people were found guilty by a court on December the 15th. The victims were sisters Azucena and Yulisa Martinez Daly, and also sisters Ladies Mabel and Yeleni Isabel Mariotta Villareta, 15 and 16 years of age, respectively. Vladimir Garay, 18 years of age. Edgar Jimenez, 22 years of age. And Santiago Carvajal, 17 years of age and of Colombian nationality, who that day all went to enjoy a walk at Lake Espinar. After several months of investigations, a homicide and femicide prosecutor of the public ministry of Chiriquí, Hernán de Jesús Mora, reported the arrest of a citizen for his alleged involvement in the disappearance of three women in the province. There are situations that powerfully draw our attention and that are binding in all three cases. One lived in El Cabrero, in David, another in Paja de Sombrero, in a district of Gualaca, and another in Varadero Tolé, said Prosecutor Mora. It transpired that the apprehended subject, who will be taken to a control hearing in the coming days, was seen at the David transportation terminal with one of the victims, a minor. In addition, a young woman's clothing was found in his possession. The 47-year-old man was arrested in November of 2021 in the community of Guaca Arriba, which is located in a distant sector of the city of David. It was announced that on May the 12th, this person will be brought to a hearing for the disappearance of the minor. The authorities reported that the minor, a resident of the community of La Paja de Sombrero in Gualaca, left for the district of David for a job interview. It was also reported that the woman from Veladero de Tolé was contacted for a job, and the one that lives in El Cabrero in David was on her way to the residence where she worked, but never reached her destination. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Panama, Erika Moines, during her participation this Tuesday in the first working group of Central America, Caribbean, plus the European Union, discussing the challenges faced by the countries of the said region. Central Americans and Caribbeans, we not only want to be heard, we also want the challenges that we are facing to be addressed, Moines said in the presence of representatives from 22 countries and the EU's High Representative for Foreign Affairs, Josep Borrell. Moines clarified that it is a historical debt that the countries of the region have a unique and effective articulation. We're 22 nations. We can speak with a single voice, loud and clear, supported by the strength of our 22 votes if we put them all on the same side of the scale. Let us claim our specific weight that is within our reach today. The main topic of the summit is the global impact that the war in Ukraine is having. Borrell arrived in Panama on Sunday, 1st of May, and met with Moines and other officials from the Panamanian Foreign Ministry. The High Representative of the EU said that he is interested in strengthening bilateral ties and advancing the relations of the European Union with Central America and the Caribbean. From April the 18th to the 20th, Panama hosted the Ministerial Summit on Migration, which was co-hosted by the United States Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, and the participation of the U.S. Secretary of Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Borrell, for his part, recalled that this summit is taking place in the midst of a difficult geopolitical context. He added that it was more difficult than the one held 7 years ago when we last meeting between the EU, Latin America, and the Caribbean was held. And being here with you today is an opportunity for me, which I want to use to thank. and to, first of all, point out the clear position that Latin America as a whole, and in particular Central America and the Caribbean, have had in condemning the Russian aggression against Ukraine. He added that this demonstrated that the EU and Latin America and the Caribbean have the same interpretation of the Charter of the United Nations and respect for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the countries. Now we have to work together to face the consequences of this war. The consequences of this war will affect us all, emphasised Borrell. Speeding violations. Well, they were the most recorded by the Traffic Operations Directorate of the National Police in April. According to the report, in 30 days of April, 50,269 traffic violations were recorded. It was specified that of this total, 17,063 were due to speeding, 2,608 due to inadequate lights, 1,426 due to proven drunkenness. Likewise, it is reported that 2,826 accidents were attended and 2,652 vehicles had to be removed with a tow truck. On the other hand, police authorities reported that 23 homicides were reported in April, while 44 were recorded in the same period of 2021. This Tuesday, the 3rd of May, the National Police reported that in April of this year, 545 thefts and 184 robberies were confirmed. In addition, that by April of 2021, 733 thefts and 367 robberies were registered. The Director General of the Police, John Dornheim, indicated that the preventative and operational actions carried out during April, in coordination with the corresponding authorities, 4,780 people were apprehended. Of this amount, 2,988 were for warrants, 1,200 arrested for administrative offences, 459 for flagrancy, 276 for micro-trafficking and 37 for drug trafficking. In addition, 53 people linked to homicides were apprehended. 27 correspond to events that occurred in this year, 2022. Likewise, it is detailed that 1,108 raids were carried out with the confiscation of 188 firearms, 12,343 rounds of ammunition, 101 recovered cattle, 25 recovered vehicles, and $1,014,606.73. And that's it. There's our look for this morning. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.